And if you will, and you say, look, goddammit, I will trust you people. It's going to be hard because I haven't done it in the past, but I will trust, I will be straight, I will request help, and I'll be honest about my hostilities, and I'll deal with my hostilities in safe situations and responsible ways. And we say, fine, hey, we got no damn trouble with you now at all. But I'm concerned about your hostility level because I think you're still hostile as hell. And as long as you're hostile as hell and haven't come to grips with this and found a better way to channel it, I don't think you're safe outside that box. Well, I'm sorry. I have seen hostility, a whole hell of a lot of hostility, and you have masked it quite well. I mean, you mask it. You cover it up. You try to come off as the passive, quiet, almost meek child. But sister, it's there. A lot of it. And I'm not deceived by it. In fact, the only way I'm going to be convinced at all that this thing is dealt with is that you can come out with it and deal with it, discuss it, describe it, show what triggers it off, and come up with some responsible alternatives to the way of handling it. Because I wouldn't consider this therapy at all successful unless we're able to do that. Masking it does not deceive me at all. Why don't you think on it? I'll get back to you later. I see. What's that medication for? Has he got some kind of condition it treats?
I don't know.
You don't know, huh? That's interesting. You seem to, judging from the tone of your voice, though, you seem to be fairly mellow right now. You feel that way generally?
Yeah, except when there's a lot of racket.
Except
when there's a lot of noise.
Yeah. By the way, we're really sorry that somebody threw a dirt clod and hit the side of your box a while ago. We caught the culprits that were responsible for that. I find that really very unexcusable. And I'm sorry it happened. I think it's really unfair and unthoughtful for kids to do that.
Why are you giving him trouble?
I must be losing track of it. I thought I was doing better. I tried to hold my tongue, but it wasn't good enough.
Keep your hands down.
I don't see why you can't.
Put your hands
keep your
down.
Mouth shut. I don't know what you're saying anything.
How come you can't keep your mouth shut and do your work? Huh? How come you can't keep your mouth shut and do your work and stay off of it? Keep
your mouth shut and do your work.
All right.
You can't do it right thing, say the right thing, or do the right thing. Dad gave you a chance. Dad gave you time. Come on, Lord. God damn, when you say something,
pick up
shit. Okay.
Hurry up.
All right, I talk too much. I should be absolutely quiet because I know I try to be too bossy and saying anything at all. I'm bossy.
But what do you like? You like to get beat on? We don't like to see it. You're a goddamn middle of the night, midnight?
I know.
What is it? What is your trip? Do you think it's going to get by? Don't you think somebody's going to report it?
No, Dad. Before I knew I was really fucking up, I thought I was doing better, so it just took me by surprise. Tonight, it really took me by surprise.
How much better is she doing? Or is she?
I don't see how it could take you by surprise, and I've been hollering at you.
Dad, number one, Laura, you had no excuse about that bullshit about being late.
I'll share it.
I was out there working at the pig green. I was on time for socialist class, so you should have been. Number two, everybody else up there knew what time it was. Okay.
I announced it on the PA system. Did you hear it? How'd you get on time?
I knew. I don't know how I knew, but when we got in town, everybody knew that class started at 7:15. We got in town at 6:30. And everybody knew that class started at 7:15.
I announced it.
You announced it since, yeah. You announced it.
I know I did.
And then work happens. I worked out there with you too, and you wasn't working worth the fuck. You was working like you was scared to hit the bush, like someone's gonna jump out and grab you.
Yeah. What's your situation?
When I was on when Learning Crew was working with Ruthie's crew, Ruthie and I were both supervising. I noticed too, Laura, you working too slow. Kept your hand on your hip and just like you're afraid to hit the bush, like Tanisha said.
And she won't stop talking for nothing.
Are you still carrying the first aid pack for your crew?
No, I'm not.
She won't stop talking for nothing, huh?
I have the first aid, but she didn't give it to me till she got off Learning Crew. No, Dad, she won't stop talking, and I have
talking
to
about what?
She'd be talking about when she was in the United States and on cocaine and shit with Jackie Rochelle. Her and Jackie Rochelle was talking about that today.
What's this now? What has this got to do with getting our production?
I don't know. Jackie could talk about it. I work by myself. I mentioned just one time to Jackie that I had been on cocaine when I came back from the States, and we were working by each other, and that I had come off since I came here, and that I was screwed up there.
But let me remind you, Laura. She told you had to cover up the peanuts, you know, with more dirt, and you had to do it faster. You said, "Well, I thought I was doing all right." You know, you just kept giving a back talk like you thought you knew what you was doing, but everybody there was messing up because at first we didn't have the right.
Why are you giving a black woman back talk? You're in the middle class. Don't you think we owe something better than that?
Yes, Dad, I do. I know we owe better than that.
She's been one of the people that give me more gratitude in the sense that when I risked my life for her to keep her from being arrested, risk going to jail for the FBI, she showed a responsiveness towards. She really shown a genuine responsiveness. Why in the hell you'd want to give her some back talk? Well, get out of her hair. Get out of her hair and be in learning till you can get your ass together.
All right. Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, Dad.
Hands off, I'm going to get in the learning now. Hands off. What the shit is the next now? Roy Bargeman is... Watch Bargeman. He got hit in the head there, so watch him. I'll take care of it, but watch him. Nonetheless, here tonight. Yes, he has me waking. Go to hell. Pigry. Workers... I can't see. Workers work well today without getting things done, even with a fast pace. Work is slow due to the fact that they need more help. Pigry. Well, what can be done about that? Cassava crew work. I'll leave that to the job change people. I don't know what they'll do with this. Mary Griffith was slow in her work today. Eric Baker, Nita March, all working fair. Warnings. Any other people there? Any other warnings? Jocelyn and Tanita crew all worked steady at one point, but did slow down another time. Billy Jones, D.D. Lawrence need to talk less and work more. Yolanda Brown needs to pick up her pace. Any warnings there? Pigry. The class of the Pigry seems well taught, but some of the students don't bother to write the reports and don't seem to care. Janet Lennon, Maurice Anderson, Kim Fai. No reports made and no excuse given. Also, Sandy, did all the security give me the report that they're supposed to? Okay. Also, Garnet Johnson and James Johnson said theirs was at home. Those are all warnings. Any others? Flies at the Pigry still out of hand. Well, we got to move on that. We're going to talk to the entomologist tonight, right? Try to over the amateur. Robert Franklin was taking a piss where the cut lumber's stacked. Plus, the restrooms were very close. Robert Franklin? Now, tell it.
Hurry up, can you get him?
The reason why I come out there because that I was working and I don't want to take time to walk all the way over to the restroom, over there to the restroom. So I just went out there just took a piss real quick. That was the reason why I come and did it. I mean, I felt that walking over there, you know, always to the restroom, just use the restroom.
Could you have gone someplace else?
Yeah, I did.
A lumber had piss on it.
No, I wouldn't.
All right,
okay. Thank you, Dad. Thanks, Johnny.
Well, yeah, Mom, and I don't know if that's a disposition or not, but that's something you should have thought about while you're pissing.
It was.
Well, can y'all, if you're not gonna go all the way to the bathroom, can you go to the windrow and not piss where somebody's got to put their hand in it?
I'm gonna have a container and I'm gonna be rupturing my bladder. That's what you're doing to me. I'm not gonna be able to piss, and I will not walk away to the toilet and hold this meeting up. It's psychological. I won't do it. So you better have a container here. Has he had second warning? Well, then he knows where he goes. Of course they're not. So you can get a container and have it here. Have it in the radio room, or I will just go and let the goddamn bladder burst. I'm not going to fuck with this. I've told you over and again, when I piss out, I sure wouldn't piss on nobody's lumber. I do have enough sense to know better than that.
You weren't in this
testing camp. Where'd you piss? I was pissing on the lumber. I was on the ground. And the second time I pissed, I walked over there to the wood row. Right. Come on. Well, I'm in the pissing.
Right, it's just laziness. God. Instead of walking to the bathroom, I just go out there and piss behind the tents.
No more pissing. Get a container for me. No more pissing in the ground. Now, I hope it doesn't have a bad effect on your leader. You people all tighten me up. God damn you, sons of bitches. God damn you. I sure as hell would be glad to walk to the fucking toilet, but I don't have the time to walk to the goddamn toilet. Son of a bitch. Pour liquid in to keep my urinary system to function. So it's nothing but liquid. But you all got to take... So, okay. Now I got to piss in a pot. And there won't be no pot. So I'll stay in there on the goddamn bladder burst. There won't be no pot. No, there won't be. Because you sons of bitches, anything I do, you got to do. God damn you. Why don't you work like I do then? Why don't you take the burdens I do then? Son of a bitch, I ever saw anything like this. I hate these goddamn meetings. I'm sure. I've just had a long time of them. God damn them to hell. Look at some of your faces. I got your ass out of jail on the way from Los Angeles. You out there setting an example like that. Wait, somebody I can see.
I'll make sure that I have time from now on and not be anarchistic and lazy.
Piss all over the place. We'll all stop pissing then. Everybody pisses in a pot in the toilet. Okay? You got this warning? Is it just one warning? That won't do. That's very nice, but it won't do. It makes a film over him. Can't see anything now. Okay. You want to say something to him?
Yeah, I'd like to say you piss in the toilet next time, lazy fucker.
Now, where in the hell else are we? Where was the last one? He's already gone, isn't he? He's gone to learning.
What?
Channel information. All overall protection. It's not up to par. This is horrible. The overall production better step up to par. Michaeline Brady is still hostile. 4 days in the isolation chamber. As you know, we had the Walker had to go in there, Barbara Walker, because she tried to bother my son. And think he's me and some kind of messed up thing about wanting to fuck. And he can't even go to sleep at night. Stephen can't go to sleep tonight. So she was asked to leave, and then she hit Emmett Griffith in the head with a ball bat. So you all better be warned about her. She struck him in the head with a ball bat. It's a miracle it didn't kill him. You know who I'm talking about? She's in the chamber. I only make mention of it because we'll have to be publicly aware to see what the hell happens when she gets out. My recommendation is that she does, that she be kept so she's no capacity. It's my recommendation she not be given. She'll be quiet, and the only reason she's not hostile is she just biding her time to get out, do exactly what she said she'd do, kill Emmett. She said she'd kill Emmett, wasn't it, and Al? Everybody tries to keep her away from Stephen. Well, that's lovely. Well, you keep her away, Doctor. Put her in infirmary. I'm not going to let sons of bitching crazy people run loose. But she stay in there. Stay in there. Let her stay in there the full time. What are we going to do with this Michaeline Brady? She's hostile as hell, too. It's a shame to have to waste medicine on goddamn incorrigibles.
She came up as hostile tonight until I reminded her it could be, you know, that the program was success and it could be a long time, and she changed very quickly. She did throw her food up against the inside of the... I said, she was quite hostile tonight, and she took her food and she threw it up on the inside of the walls. And I responded by saying that the program was to be a success, and she could be in there a very long time, and she sobered up very quickly.
I think she's...
Gentleness again. You're so gentle and calm and moderate in your approach and very fair. And then these goddamn people just walk all over it.
I think Michaeline's really hostile because she knows she's going to have to face it this time. There's no getting out of it, and she's not going to manipulate out of it. I think that's why this is the longest hostile pattern she's had since I've known about this.
Her mental game doesn't work anymore.
She knows this doesn't work anymore, and she's hostile, and I think this is going to be a breaking point, and we ought to leave her in there for a while until she gets damn nice.
Okay, we'll do it. And save us our pills. All family members should, somebody said about that, all family members should say that, sign that, and all the person going in should sign it. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be held responsible. Who's going to be responsible to see that's done? Yeah, well, the lawyer can follow it through. The lawyer can follow it through. Vernetta, will you see it's done? The lawyers, that they all sign a release, accepting their just and due rehabilitation.
We all should do it. If we ever never go in there, I think we all should do it just to show our faith. Why not?
No, because we can run into the same problem. That's the
okay,
problem.
All right, all right.
Problem. That's what the Hell Stone got us tricked into. It has effect after, but ever don't let a one, none of you analysts are sitting there, don't let a one go by that they don't sign it. It has its purpose. Patsy Dennis, there's a lot of talk here. I didn't get this report. A lot of report about her and I guess all over the goddamn place, but that's a problem you take. Well, get up, asshole.
What happened? And you came in there and...
You got a lot of nerve, asshole. You knew that. You didn't get the whole story. She screamed and cried when you had her down on the bed and cried out, trying to get you off of her. Asshole.
Take his tooth out. Hold it. Take his tooth out. Take his tooth out.
Okay, don't come out.
Oh, Lord. Well, don't give him no headshots.
As you want to know the fact of it, make this little girl look like a whore. That's not the case. That's how the security got into it. She was screaming to get away from you. Oh yes, she was.
She was. You told me she wasn't.
That's how Billy's found you. Her screaming to get away from you. You're a grown man and she a child.
I like to say Dad's give you plenty of chances and you're fucked up already.
Okay. I'll give you a chance to go off of Learning Crew into town.
Get your mouth fixed.
I did that separate and apart from it. I sent him in there. Trust me, I took him off of Learning. He wasn't even supposed to. He was in some fuck-up trouble. Wasn't even supposed to go. And I trust him. Put him out. He come home and a little 12-year-old girl. Prick. Hold it, Stephen. Now, you get out of the goddamn stuff, Stephen. You get out of it. Don't you take your pen hostilities like that, Stephen. Get out of there.
There ain't pen hostilities. I hate to see a fucker my goddamn age on a little fucking girl like that. Ain't no fucking pen hostilities to it, you cool-ass motherfucker. Tough. So tough.
Now, I agree with you, but get out of it. You can't be in it. You're risking organizational problems. Get in, get out of there. Well, get out of there now. I said get moving. What is it? Do you want to say something?
I don't know what to say, but whatever position, she's going to have a lot of support right now.
Oh, okay. Well, just be careful what you're saying back here because it can be interpreted as you're trying to moderate for him, and he doesn't need it.
Because how are you? I have no alliance with her, folks. All right?
Nobody thinks you have. But when she looks over here a certain way, nobody will know what the hell's being happening. Mother shouldn't do this.
That's right. I shouldn't. I wasn't modifying what he was. I was only saying that whatever the disposition here is, this child is going to have a lot of support. That's what I was saying.
There you go.
Hold it.
Knight, let go!
You guys control yourselves. Everybody else knows what to do.
You know, technically, you can be hung. You're an adult and she's a child. Technically, you can be hung in this country.
Right.
A socialist country. That's rape.
That's what it is. That's what
my child
is.
Child, there's no difference. Honey, it's no difference. You'd put your fingers in there. There's no reason. I don't agree with making even an issue like that, Marshall. Publicly, you shouldn't have even brought it up because no need. Anybody can happen to the best women in here who've never had any problems thereafter because he told you that he didn't want nothing from you, didn't want you at all. Then she proved she didn't want you by trying to get away from you. You prick, you wouldn't let her out.
It was the same fact that me and Jerry got in the same kind of incident, and that's why his tooth got knocked out. And then Karen, stupid ass, when we was in Georgetown, she was hanging all around him. Shut your ass. Just shut up. Shut your ass up.
Hold it. You guys, shut up. You got something to say, you carry ass up there, and everybody else don't belong up there. Sit down. I mean it. Sit down if you don't belong up there. Everybody pushing and shoving and hanging and carrying on. Karen, move up there. Hurry up.
And then I told Karen to quit hanging around him because I thought the same thing had happened. And then Karen, she constantly hanged around him. And this past Sunday, she quit, just kind of laid off. But she kept hanging around, and I thought the same thing happened. And When this happened the other night, I was totally shocked, you know, that he did this. I mean, that's why, I'm totally pissed at him because me and him got put in this, we was in the same predicament with another sister. And, you know, he got his tooth knocked out and you paid for it and then he come do this again. I mean, he really ain't thinking, you know.
No, he's a hard worker and a good, less punky than some other people from L.A. But I don't understand this goddamn miserable ship. There's just nothing so bad as rapists. Little children.
He's a punk.
He asked for easier discipline. Easier discipline. Going to the Learning Crew.
Easier.
Can't step out like this. Get up there and do your job.
And what you crying about?
I don't think nothing about that, honey. Just because something's inside a vagina don't make you any difference.
Right.
But the hell's the difference? Your father's good, and he's been everywhere. I've been in everything coming down a river, and up the river, and out of the river, and out of the swamp, and above the swamp. And I'm still good. I wasn't there for anything but goodness in the first place. But don't pay no attention to that shit. That's all middle-class morality. You have to talk about that shit. But you, fucker, why didn't you let her go? Why didn't you let her go?
Hurry up.
Be quiet.
You better do it quick.
Yeah.
You're in the whisper.
Why didn't you let her go?
I don't know, Dad. It was stupid. It's just something I wanted to do, and it was stupid.
Held a person against their will, a 12-year-old child, screaming, that causes the whole community to be alerted. We have never had that kind of forceful rape.
That's right.
Never.
Start speaking up.
Dad,
yes?
When I was trying to get loose from him, I told him it was hurting me. I told him to let me go. He just kept on saying, shh, just hold on to me and stuff, and it won't hurt and stuff. And I kept on telling him to let me go, and he wouldn't. And then Bill
We know you want to be free. We know.
Dad, it's just that I'm carrying on the way I used to. It's just stupid. I'm just,
Stupid! You're a rapist. You're a child molester. You better keep away from the kid down back.
Stupid ass motherfucker!
That's right.
Beat his ass! Beat your goddamn ass!
Don't hit him.
He's a criminal!
Hold it!
Hey, y'all, look!
Why didn't you could avoid this shit you'd have confessed the last night?
That's right,
Dad. Hit him in his butt.
Let her get it out. She's the one who was raped. Let her get it out. Hit him in the balls. Back off from him. I don't mean her. Everybody get away. Let him loose. Let her loose. So people can see.
Everybody down.
Let her get out. Some people can see. There have been others raped out there. Get down, you fuckers. Get down.
Hit him again.
Hold on to your precious balls that you put into little babies. All you better look to decide you want to rape a child. You better look real well. We'll gladly stand up to face anybody about this. And Guyana will back us up in it.
Hit him again.
Stupidest.
Hit him again. Stand your fucking ass up. Let me over here. Stand your goddamn ass up. I'll get to your fucking ass. You better stand up.
One young man, think about her. We're doing you a curative process now. You think about how you held her down. Think what you were doing, what you were screaming. Hit him again, and you think about it. Think about her having her poor little body under yours, a little child. Think about it. Charles Gary said that was wonderful. Even a psychiatrist said our technique was excellent on a man when we did that before. Okay. Now drop your pants. Now turn around. I don't want to see it. That thing you throwed in her. A child? Okay, now. Now.
Hey, let go, let go, let go, let go.
Now put your pants up. That's why it's so swollen, too. And big. Now you got a big one. Now you got the biggest one in town. You feel good?
No, Dad.
All right, open your head up, open your eyes, and look at Dad. You little chump, because you got in trouble before. And you're just a little asshole.
That's right.
Same dumb shit.
Big asshole.
It's swollen 5 times or 6 times its size. I hope by God you remember it.
I will, Dad.
The last guy remembered it, and it was a little bit harder than you got. I hope you do remember it. I still want to hear in your mouth why you continue to press when a child is screaming, when she all she thought was a cuddling operation, and it ends up in a goddamn rape.
I don't know, Dad. It just...
You better start talking. You better talk about your orneriness.
Yes.
You don't know how it feels. And she, you tore her.
You know, you hurt her, right? She's telling you it hurts. Why did you
hurt it? She didn't even know what she was getting into. She didn't even know what was taking place. And gets screams and drags out security. That's how much of a scream it was, like somebody being killed. Did you think it was pleasure? To scream and ask you to quit? Quit, quit. You've been looking at Hollywood movies?
Yes, Dad.
You think she liked it, right?
Sure he did.
Yeah.
He thought she liked it, her screaming and crying and wanting to get out from under it and saying it hurts.
Did you enjoy hearing her scream?
You beast.
You must enjoy hearing her scream, didn't you? You must enjoy that.
Yes.
What are you going to say, Jerry? Because you were a smart ass when you want to get your mouth fixed.
Yes.
Every time I walk by, you get something smart ass to say about your mouth. So let's see you talk now.
Only thing I can say is I'm an asshole and I shouldn't have did it.
You know why you did it.
I know why, because
he looked at Hollywood Moody's. You goddamn stupid son of a bitches. When a woman says it hurts, she means it hurts. It's not like Hollywood, don't, and they want it. Nobody wants it. When they say don't, they don't mean they want yes. They scream it hurts and cry out, you idiot sadist.
Not talking.
Just take pigs.
Say something, I can fire from your goddamn ass.
Why'd
you tell her to be quiet when she told
you
to hurt?
Hurry up.
You better start speaking, Jerry. Talking, speak. Why'd you tell her to be quiet? Why could she be quiet when she was in pain? You just stop until I can feel you, man.
Your balls can be as big as the broadside of an elephant's. Now we've made penises bigger than elephants. Yeah, you have nothing yet. You'll have a big dick, but you won't envy it. Not for a long time. Who said that, sister? Yes. A lot of women out here been raped, young man.
You are not an asshole. You're a rapist.
You are a criminal. You could be facing a gallows in a few weeks.
Now how would you have felt, motherfucker?
He'd face it here. He is raped and he's of age. We didn't have our own laws.
What do you got to say about that?
They hang your ass for it here.
Hang you until you're dead.
Not here. Not here. It wouldn't be especially a white girl here. This country don't have no race. They hang you. Black, white, It's a law. I'm not kidding his ass. He is a rapist, and he's an adult.
When I was in Georgia, and I read a paper, that
Well, they hang them. They hang them.
Hang until you're dead.
That's right.
Put the goddamn rope around your neck. It wasn't for this community. You'd be convicted as sure as hell. You got nothing but a whole hundreds of witnesses.
That means if you think about leaving, you ain't going nowhere. No,
I better not. You better not give us no shit trouble. Because statute of limitations will be a long while. They can try you that for several years. On rape? No. No limit. No limits on it. No limits. In other words, anytime he wants to act up, somebody can report him. And he could be hung. Mm-hmm.
Dad, last night when you came in and you talked to us and stuff, you told him that and stuff. And if it wasn't for you, Tim and them would have kicked his ass then.
Yes, they did. They'd done more than kick his ass. I talked to you gently and sweet, but you didn't confess your raping.
Why?
Prick. You made it look like she was a wanting partner.
Even if she had been a cat.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up, woman! Shut up! Shut up! You shut your goddamn mouth! Don't you dare plant that she wanted it. She didn't want it. You'll have enough of the witnesses. Even she wanted to. What you talking about? No 12-year-old child knows what they want in the first place. No 12-year-old child wants it, and she made it damn clear she didn't want it. She screamed. Why don't you people shut up and quit trying to help me? I can run this goddamn program if some of you shut your fucking mouth. You should apologize for even planting that child would want that.
I said I'm sorry, Dad.
He's saying even if she wanted it, the child, I've told you the truth, nothing to help this child. This child was brought to the attention of security from screams, don't. She was raped by this prick. No use to water that shit. I don't need your counsel. I don't need your help. So half the goddamn trouble I've got, all you people out there second guessing. When one fault you got, you'll talk right when I'm talking. Peace. You always think you know a little bit more. Always can add one more line to father's lines. Well, do it at some other night. I don't give a shit, but don't pick at 1 o'clock in the morning to do it. God damn shit.
How would you have liked it if it had been one of your sisters? How would you have felt then, punk? Answer that.
Let him answer it.
No.
Why don't you talk?
Well, I guess he needs a little more.
Talk. Top this. Now, you better have something to say.
Say, huh?
Get him in it,
children. Okay, enough. She's stronger than an ox. Fourteen Protero Hill. We'll have to remember her. Green eggs and ham. You women better learn to fight because you're dealing with something else. It's the scum that's been brought up in capitalism. Goddamn males. You make me ashamed. You better get your fucking mouth open and talk what you are now. What about what you did?
What I did, I'm a rapist. Yes.
Why you say that?
Because I know I am. Cause
how do you know?
How do you know you're homosexual?
I don't really know, but that's probably why I did that, because I'm a homosexual.
What is a homosexual?
It's a male that like other males and try to hide it. Some of them, I try to hide it.
Do you think that wouldn't it be much nicer to be an open homosexual than bother little children?
Yes, there.
No homosexuals who practice homosexuality are never known for this kind of shit. It's always somebody trying to cover and act like the big, tough man.
right.
It's never the homosexuals that molest children. It's the so-called heterosexuals. Mm. Well, I hope now that we have a public example. You guys, big mouth. I hope we have a public example.
Yes, sir.
They'll have to watch him through the night. See if your kidneys don't. You don't swell up and you can't pee. Last guy, it looked like mincemeat. Don't give us no shit.
Okay.
Don't anybody in this house ever touch a child again.
That's right.
I don't think you had enough. I don't think you had enough. I don't think you had enough when you kept on pressing into a child.
Turn around.
Okay, doctor, take him away. That's what I want you, head down, or we'll put you down there again with that damn blow to your miserable balls. Child rapist.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you. And better not nothing to say to her, because nobody could have kept from what happened to her. Nobody could have stopped it. He's a great big bully. Big man. There was no way she could get away from him.
Really? How does she get away from him?
Thank you, Dad. I appreciate your love and concern for each and every one, especially Patty, Dad. Thank you, Dad.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dad.
No, you don't go back on.
She's off. Excellent
Thanks,
job.
Dear.
She was on there based on the fact his lying. She didn't bother to even try to expose him. But I got the witness. She didn't try to defend herself. I got the witnesses for my own security. I'm telling the fact just the way it was. He raped her, and she screamed and tried to get him off of her, and he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't stop. They had to come in and pull him off. That's true. Willie Malone shoved Carol Kearns in the face yesterday, abusive and threatening, called her and Karen Lindo's name, loud and mouthy in an apartment this morning, taken to coordinator's office both times, hostile to Penny, and mother. Don't you give no shit to mother.
You're so fucking tough yesterday.
Okay. Get her away. Bag him off. Yes, son.
Dad, yesterday we was in the pavilion sitting over here.
The only people to sign these proper forms starting now.
He was saying yesterday that he can control all the children better than these bitches around here.
Well, he had his chance, and he fucked it up bad.
Fat bitch in the dining area over there.
Called her a black bitch.
A fat bitch.
Fat bitch.
I also heard that he was talking to someone else. To Vincent.
Vincent said he couldn't win with 800 people.
And you said...
Willie replied that the way to do it is take one person at a time. You punks. You goddamn punks want to just tear up our organization. Who are you going to take one at a time?
Who you want, man?
Yeah, look at it.